Today in Juba, church leaders gathered at the United Nations mission in South Sudan to call for immediate action against the escalating violence in parts of Upper Nile State. They asked President Salva Kiir, First Vice President Riek Machar, as well as all other parties to the revitalized peace agreement to act. The church leaders say they regret the violent deaths and displacement of many people, especially women, children, and elderly in the fighting. Father Paulino Tipo Deng is the chairperson of Upper Nile Religious Initiative for Peace and Reconciliation, which includes various denominations, among them the Catholic Church and the African Inland Church.
We convey our deepest condolences to all those who lost their dear ones. At the same time, we condemn and reject such a senseless and unnecessary war among people of one nation who are supposed to be living in peace and harmony, collaborating together for their common good. We urge the warring parties to cease fire and stop bloodshedding.
The officials say there is need to initiate a dialogue to address the problem. Paul Awin, coordinator of the Relief and Rehabilitation Commission in Fasoda County, one of the counties where the violence is concentrated, says youth from different communities are responsible for the violence. He says the fighters are well armed and their weapons include machine guns. Deng says leaders should focus on ending the violence, which he says is spilling into other parts of the state.
Instead of cooling it down, it is coming up and burning and burning, and is taking another dimension as we hear. Even the number of the death and displaced is increasing. So in the same dynamic, we believe and we are afraid that also it can go beyond that. It can extend from Upper Nile to other places, and it could become, you know, something beyond control and bring the country again to a level that none of us will be happy to see our country in that situation.
The UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs in South Sudan said Wednesday that the latest fighting in Fasoda County has displaced more than 9,000 people, and over 2,300 of them had sought refuge in the Malakal Protection of Civilians site. Deng says many of those being affected need urgent aid.
We appeal for humanitarian assistance to all the victims from both sides. And we call upon IGAD, AU, UN, and Troika to support the government and the people of South Sudan to end the conflict as soon as possible.
The fighting broke out last month in several villages in the northeastern part of Upper Nile State. Deng says the violence has spread to the displaced Abroch IDP camp. Upper Nile State has remained a hub for both intercommunal violence and conflicts in recent years. The situation has worsened for more than a year since the SPLM-I Okitgwang faction, led by General Simon Gadwich Dual, broke away from the SPLM-I party, led by First Vice President Riek Machar. Forces of both parties have been mentioned in several United Nations reports because their fighting is affecting thousands of civilians in parts of Upper Nile, Unity, and Jonglei states. For VOA News, I'm Wake Simon Wudu in Juba.